But that's not going to stop us from going to war anytime. So, I mean, and you said today's a day that'll quite sort of not quite really or may possibly live in
may
infamy.
Live in infamy.
Today's the day that Churchill, this is, yeah, this is the fourth, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, this is the day that Churchill gave his, we shall go to the end, we shall fight in France, we shall fight on the seas and the oceans. That's what they gave us. That's today, 1940. The day they were evacuating Dunkirk, too. So, yeah, this is a day that, as a matter of fact, this is the day that Congress voted to declare war on the Brits in 1812. June 4th.
Well, so there you go. It's a great day in history. See there.
Well, every day is a day that we declare war on somebody, I'm sure.
Well, I was going to say we don't bother with declarations of war anymore, but we're always at war.
Well, red tape slows things down.
Now, obedience to the unenforceable was said twice, once by me and then once by someone else. Now, you can't
right.
say obedience to the unenforceable without invoking philosophy. Yet when I said it, and I tried to get into the conversation in my debate, I never told you guys who I was debating on Friday and Saturday that I didn't know. So the very accomplished constitutional historian and scholar, Bruce Fronin, is who I... Now, I didn't know it was Bruce Fronin.
He was up in the front row.
He was in the front row, and it was rut row, Mikey.
Front row.
Yeah. So it was Fronin that I was having this debate with after my after my remarks. I got to tell you, and I told Greg, I said, dude, if I'd have known that was Bruce Fronin, it's probably a good thing that I didn't know that it was Bruce Fronin. Now, if you don't know who Bruce Fronin is, if you go out there, if you Google. Or Bing. No, we don't Google search anymore. We Bing. We
duck go.
Duck duck go search. It's Fronnen. Fronnen or Fronim. Yeah, he is the Fronnen. Yeah. he's very accomplished. He used to write for dozens of periodicals. He's written, I couldn't tell you how many books. And he swims in these circles with the people that write about the history of the United States and the Constitution and what's wrong with all with all that's gone wrong with the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. So he knows what he's talking about, and he's not afraid to say it. So I'm in this tit for tat. Now, I mentioned the two S words. Now, our speaker on Friday night, Joshua Mitchell, another PhD, by the way, every guy in that room except me, and that includes you, had every woman in that room had a PhD.
Yep.
I told them, I said, the only degree I have is I have a FU in BS. So.
Well, and one of the speakers made it a point to make sure everyone in the room there knew that just by being in that room, they were the most elite of the most elite, who weren't part of the Washington elite, but they were elite.
Well, that was,
they had,
what was me?
No. The gal who came on in that afternoon.
Oh, because when I said earlier, I said, whether you like it or not, you're in a position to do something about this, right?
Yeah, but she did it from the humanistic standpoint.
Yep, I did it from the philosophical point of view.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. So this, now, I said earlier, I said, David Simpson, if you're listening, and it's a Monday, first Monday in June, he's probably not because today's big trading day for him. So someone will have to call Simpson and tell him that his ears should have had Rossignol butane lighter fluid sprayed on them and then set on fire. His ears should have been so hot and burning.